what's up, Christina?
Hey, Kim. Look, here comes Gravinder.
Hey, what's up? Katie, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you? What's up, Felicia?
I'm good. Hey, Allison.
Hi.
Man, being a college student is really demanding. I have so much work to finish, and I have to do this physics recording thingy.
Really? I can help you with that. And just to lighten the mood, listen to this joke I heard on the way over here. Why are physicists so poor at sex?
Why?
When they find the position, they can't find the momentum. And when they find the momentum, they can't find the position.
Oh, that's funny. I know, physics is really tough. But actually, its main principles can show its importance in undergrad curricula. Even though many of us are simply taking physics because it's required for our major, it really can provide us with excellent opportunity to develop critical thinking skills.
I totally agree. In physics, the concepts can seem difficult, but by being able to master them and gaining the ability to solve problems, we as students then realize that this can be a complex task that will only help in our future careers and education.
Yeah, but physics to me is so hard. I don't think that it's anywhere near easy.
But it can be. Listen, each student's abilities vary, but the majority who are taking physics for the first time are able to coordinate the multiple-step problem-solving technique.
Isn't that what Tony always talks about in class?
Yep, the multi-step problem-solving techniques we gather in this class can help to optimize our skills for solving problems not only in physics, but in any area of study.
Yeah, basically it helps to make solving the problems a little more easier in a more defined way.
Totally. Think about it. It's the problems we are faced with in physics class are simply just problems that we are presented in the real world. Context making solvable problem solvings and, just makes it easier.
Wow, I never thought of it like that. So basically, after the problem has been articulated, we can view it as a series of decisions instead of relying on formula or memory to produce a solution.
Yes. And that's why Tony's always says it's better to understand what the problem is asking than to simply do monkey work and plug numbers into equations.
So, okay, that's fine, but what exactly is physics?
Good question, Kim. Physics can be seen as the study of laws of nature that govern the behavior of the universe. I once heard that the main principle in physics is the fundamental science, whose concepts and principles are referred to by most scientific disciplines.
Yeah, physics applies so many laws to its solution of practical everyday problems, it can be somewhat confusing.
Yeah, it can be, but think about what a physicist really does. They have to take such a broad range of skills and all the works involved in its many aspects. Today, physics is becoming increasingly interdisciplinary.
I heard physicists work closely with mathematicians, engineers, chemists, and biologists. Who knows, maybe one of us will be working hand in hand with one day.
Yeah, but as they say, the more brain, the better. By working together, we are able to better understand and solve a wide range of problems confronting society.
Okay, that's a lot of info, so let me get this straight. Physics basically seems to be a very challenging yet rewarding subject, and its basis instructs a person in the art of critical thinking and how to pose questions and how to solve problems, right? So actually, physics is at the heart of almost every facet of modern life.
Right. Have you ever heard of Bloom's taxonomy?
No, what's that?
Oh, I know. Well, from what I understand, it includes 6 levels of thinking: knowledge, comprehension, application, analysis, synthesis, and evaluation. Each level not only asks more of our thinking skills, but includes the previous levels as subsets of the new level.
You're right. The Bloom's taxonomy serves as the basic structure for what are now called higher order thinking skills. The Bloom's collection provides a structure which we can use to build materials that take learners more deeply into an area of study, especially these tough physics questions.
Thanks, that really clears up a lot. So, one more question. What about this Big Bang Theory thing?
Haha, well, it's kind of complicated. From what I know, the Big Bang Theory is an effort to explain what happened at the very beginning of our universe.
Okay, what about this? I don't understand the basic facts. From what I understand, the basis of existence are, 1, there's nothing, 2, bang, and 3, then there's everything. Ain't there something wrong here? We all understand that everything is created from other things, right?
Okay, well, from what I know, physicists first based the theory on the simplest logic. Everything seemed to be moving away from the Earth as if it were an expanding explosion. Then they are set distance based upon the speed of light. But when they added everything together, there wasn't enough time for matter to travel its present location. So they got it there almost instantly, and then the law of physics became.
Yeah, but why didn't the laws of physics begin when the matter got halfway to its present location? Like, what caused the laws of physics to begin?
Wait a minute. This is getting a little too in-depth for me. I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
Okay, well, put simply, every effect must have a cause. One thing always leads to another, and you always work backwards from an event to the event that caused it. Theists have forever claimed that this must have had a cause. Otherwise, it is claimed to be uncaused, which is impossible in physical universe.
Well, alrighty, guys. Sorry to cut this convo short, but I really gotta get to class. Thanks so much for your help. I know I'll definitely be getting an A now.
Bye! Bye.